Good evening and welcome to House of MNSM Talk Radio. And now coming into the studio, the two engineers of this leather kink madness, Master Noel and Sir Mark. All right, welcome. Whoa, we're really loud tonight. Welcome. How's everybody doing?
We're back.
Yes, we are. Yes, it is a little chilly in the dungeon this evening.
That's funny. Normally I'm the one who's cold and I'm not.
I think it's partially the amount of alcohol that's trying to escape from my body.
Mm. How'd that happen?
Well, somebody held me down.
And
then they put beer in my mouth.
Sure.
Yep. I'm sticking to that one. Yep.
We have pictures. That's not what happened.
And then what do you say that it was?
What it was?
Yeah.
Stress.
I don't think it was really stressful. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. You
stressed me out. All right. Let's start again. Okay. We can do some more work this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hope everybody had a good 2 weeks.
Yeah. We had server problems last weekend, unfortunately. We're unable to broadcast, but we are back up and running. It kind of was a little bit of a pain in the ass today to get it going, but we got it going. Why is it cold, says Pop Dakota? Well, because, Pop, we are in the dungeon, and the dungeon is in the garage, and the garage is not heated yet. So
we have a little electric heater.
Right, it's been on all day, and it's barely keeping the cold out of here.
Yeah, and it's outside here. Pop Dakota is where now? Toronto.
No. He's down. So he's
States.
States, yes.
So here it is 8, which means
16:30. It's about 45 degrees. It's fucking cold. That's all. That's all we know.
Well, winter's coming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm a little bit better with my shawl on. Isn't that pretty? Please don't take a picture of me in my shawl. Please.
The day after the party.
Yeah, really. It wasn't really a party. We just had a movie night with people.
That was a great movie.
Again, I gotta watch it again, I think. I think I'll watch it when you're gone again.
Last night we watched Maleficent, and it is visually stunning. And
she's hot, but fucking hot.
The way the story is done, it's like Wicked. They're giving it a new twist, new life to the story, and it's basically the story of Sleeping Beauty, but a different look of it. And it's really good, beautiful movie.
Yeah, yeah,
very good.
Yeah, we liked it. So what do we want to talk about today? I want to talk about Facebook.
All right.
I want to talk about a couple things that I saw. One on Facebook was there is a pup that I have on my Facebook page. I have a lot of pups on my Facebook page. And basically, the individual was reaching out to the community. And I was a little bit disturbed by some of the reactions and stuff. More or less, the individual said something like, you know, I'm really depressed. I mean, I got to get away from the situation that I'm in. I don't want to go into details.
Yeah, okay.
and that I got to get away and blah, 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 blah. And now most people were really positive in trying to kind of help them out. But it just takes one idiot to say, like, something stupid and the wrong thing. Like, and you can seriously push somebody over the edge. Very, very easily.
Yeah, because sometimes one kind word can give you that strength to go the extra mile, yep. Or one meanful, unthoughtful word can finally push you over the edge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not good.
So as I said, I'm not going to get into a whole lot of details, but Facebook. It's funny. It's almost like that other app. I forget what that other application's called. A secret, or I have a secret. Or some website that you don't have to post who you are. You can do everything anonymously. So basically, because you're anonymous, it kind of gives people, they hide behind that.
Yeah, an opportunity to be bullies.
Yeah, and...
Or not to think before they post something.
Yeah, and the way the society Is this the way things are going now? I mean, it's probably always been like that. It's just we get to see more versions of it, I guess, right? So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that the individual, I mean, I did my best to try to kind of talk to him a little bit in that, but sometimes people just aren't ready, right?
Well, I know myself on my Facebook page, if anybody puts something negative regarding any one of my friend or a posting that's on my Facebook page, I will delete that posting right away, mm-hmm. and I will contact them personally, and I will tell them, none of that's going on. Well, so-and-so did this. I said, really? I don't care. That's a personal matter between the two of you. Mm. It does not belong on my Facebook page.
Well, no, and you should be
and I remove it.
Remove anybody you want, for sure. Yeah. I was just kind of saddened because, I mean, a lot of the people that were talking and they were other pups and handlers. And, you know, I mean, there's some real fucking douchebags out there.
Well, a lot of people just really don't look at the big picture. They just think they're being funny,
mm-hmm.
and they don't know the full situation, or they don't even know the individual they're talking to at all.
Agreed.
You know, yeah. So normally what we kind of do is like, hey, anybody who's close to so and so, please, you know, keep an eye or whatever, pop over or invite them over, and you know, sometimes some people just need to be removed from that situation for a little bit and to be able to breathe and go, okay, I'll be okay now. I've just taken, you know, an hour or two or 24 hours away from it, and now I got my strength back to continue to face. Because who are we to tell somebody? You know, I know some people were saying, well, pack up and go or whatever, but to, you know, go where? Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have any money, if you don't have a vehicle to get out of or whatever, what are you going to do? At least you're warm and, you know, unless it's dangerous.
There's two separate situations that are coming to mind here. The one situation, I think it was a Pup Dakota right now, is Pup Dakota would say, oh, I know what he was going through. I had a real hard time in college and did try it, and my family thought I was losing my mind. Hey, boys. The voice just popped in the chat room. There was the one issue, like the individual was, and I'm not going to say threatening to harm themselves. They were contemplating harming themselves, right? Because, I mean, that's not really a threat. That's serious. And then the other individual it was his parents. He was still living in his parents' house. And, I mean, they found all his stuff, and they were burning it in the backyard and shit. And it was like the kid was, you know, just, you know, college or whatever, and they pretty much had him under, you know, they took his car, they took his money, they took everything, and they were going to pray away the gay. I was like, fuck, I didn't really think this still happened, but it does.
It still was.
It's pretty, it pretty wild. And I mean, and it's the same thing with that. Everyone's, well, get out, get out, get out, get out. And it's like,
but get out where?
That's exactly where? It. And I mean, and they're like, and there's one individual, and I responded to that particular one where he says, yeah, you need to leave on your own terms. You need to not look weak, and you need to step up and make sure. And I turned around and I said, you need to shut the fuck up, starting. Like, I said, his mental and physical well-being outweighs anything like that. Mm-hmm. You can always pick yourself up later and then start shouting at the sky, but you need to get out of a situation like that. You've got to go as soon as you can. But again, like you're saying, if you can't get out or whatever and they've got you, you know, you've got to be safe. Like,
yeah, and you have to look. I mean, we've all been in slightly different situation or at one point or another in our lives. And sometimes you think that the only way is you need to be yourself. But sometimes you need to think first and prepare yourself if you can. And, you know, quiet down a little bit and then, okay, they know now. So what can I do? So, you know, let's see who my real friends are and let's, you know, find a job. And
I do agree that you have to kind of get your head back and leveled out a little bit before you start freaking out.
Yeah.
But there are sometimes places where you just do need to go.
Yeah. And most time, too, if somebody says, well, I'm going to do something bad to myself.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it. They're talking about it. Yeah. It's because they want the help. It's their way of asking.
I kind of get that, but I always go under the assumption if you're going to talk about it, there is the possibility of doing it.
Yeah, I have to.
I personally look at it that way. I would rather err on the side of caution.
Oh, yeah, me too. Like, if we see a friend of ours, we've seen it before, and we've talked to friends before. Mm-hmm. We're like, I'm about to. That's when we say, okay, we know so-and-so is close to, like, give him a call, give him a text, and say, look, yeah. I'll pop over and pick you up. Let's go for coffee. Let's do something.
Sure.
I mean, we can all make a difference, and that's a simple thing. It is so sometimes just saying, hey, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, or come on, let's just go. I'll buy you a cup of coffee. You know, we all spend stupid money every day on stupid stuff, but sometime when it's giving somebody $20 that could be a life and death situation, really, for them, not for us, but mm-hmm. for them, we yep. think about it different, which is weird, you know.
Yeah, you do. You really do.
Okay, quick commercial, and we'll be right back.